Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys.
All right. Let's have an affirmation moment. Let me get my bowl. Not that kind of bowl.
Oh, yes. What? Domo Arigato.
Oh.
It's Japanese.
Oh, my goodness.
Mr. Roboto. What
did you say? Domo Arigato.
I tried to impersonate Looper talking in Korean.
Charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
Just don't call me late for dinner.
Big cooterie.
Okay.
Surprises this weekend.
Week 10.
I mean, they really were.
When is
there
the season over?
Surprises. Oh, God.
That's a good question.
I know.
Are you talking about as far as we go or like in general?
In general. It seems like it's going on forever.
Oh, mid-February.
Oh, it's good Lord.
It's been 10 weeks.
Good Lord.
As far as we go,
10 weeks. That's a song by Co Wetzel.
It's been 10 weeks. Hey, everybody, it's Co. Look at me. I got 4 bandanas on in my flannel shirt.
It looks like I'm laughing when I'm smiling, but I'm not laughing. I'm just smiling real big.
I'm Jelly Roll's buddy. We met.
He used to open for me. Can you believe that?
Ohio State and Penn State was the first game we had. Was this the one that you said was a good game, Matt Man?
No, sir. I mean, it might have been. I didn't watch that one.
Well, Ohio State won 20-13.
Yeah.
They were favored by 3.5. They covered. But the only one to pick Penn State was Matt Man because he's got that home rule.
Freaking me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Matt Man.
Yeah, you are.
Welcome to my world.
Welcome to my world.
We all got this one, though, this next one by.
This was the game.
They covered for us. Them Gators covered.
That was a good. I enjoyed that game a lot. It was up and down. And then, boy, when Kirby Smart gets pissed and takes that visor off, especially the one guy after he goes and does the touchdown and does the Gator chomp.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, my God, I've never seen a coach. It brought back PTSD from seeing a coach turn that red in the face.
Kirby went to Georgia. He should be like, you know what, do it. I don't
care. They kept showing that old footage of him in the end zone with the late tackle. Plus, they kept knocking the hell out of the Florida players, and they kept taking Florida players out.
Is this mean?
They were turned up. They were ready.
Florida's got the toughest schedule in the country. And if they can go through it 500, I don't think they should fire their coach. But I know a lot of Gator fans hate him, so.
Also, the people texting in, and when I say people, there are like 3 people. Those people that were beat up were not wearing political hats or shirts.
Not that I could see.
I saw the video. It had to just do with somebody being an a-hole in the stands. And why are you punching him? Why are you punching him?
I mean, that cop was, he had him in a headlock, and he's punching him in the head.
Yep.
Goodness.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about working punches either. He's like,
no, they were. He was tatering
slinging.
Him real good.
He tatered his ass.
Swinging, not slinging punches.
Yep. Georgia wins 34-20. They were favored by 15, only win by 14. In my books, we covered because we all picked Florida.
Yes, sir.
Heck yeah.
Even me, God.
Go dogs, as Kirby says. Why don't you get a mohawk, Kirby?
Paige picked against Georgia.
And it paid off for you, though.
I'm sorry, God.
Wow. Send. Well, this one here that threw a wrench into the whole thing here. South Carolina whooped the hell out of Texas A&M. I mean, they beat their ass.
Yeah, they did.
Made them
44-20.
Oh, goodness.
That you know, the Gamecocks should be 7-1. They really should.
What are they, 4-4 or 5-3?
4-3, right?
4-3.
I think they're 4-3. Not 5-3 now.
5-3, yeah.
Yeah, look, you lose to LSU, which you should have won.
Yeah.
But you get that penalty that gives them that touchdown.
And likely we'll have our hands full with Vandy next or this week.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. Vanderbilt beat Auburn this past weekend.
Yeah.
And they beat Alabama. They own the state of Alabama right now. And then you should have beat Alabama too.
Yeah.
The only game you really outright lost was Ole Miss.
Well, we'll see. That was awful.
I saw South Carolina not ranked yet. They did get a lot of votes to get ranked. They got more votes in the AP poll than the coaches poll.
That thing is more political than the
really, it's not
presidential races.
Well, they wait for it to come out. I mean, it must have some kind of bearing on.
Well, we got
Clemson didn't even play, and they lost.
Yeah, like,
I mean, they went down to number 11. They were top 10.
Boy, that don't matter anymore, does it?
No.
Matt Mann was the only one to pick South Carolina. Paige and myself, we gigged them, and we got gigged.
You fools.
I know it. But we're all fools on this one here.
Yep.
Louisville came into Clemson 33-21. Clemson was favored by 10. We all picked them.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, boy.
That game to me, I said it in the first quarter. I'm like, this is a weird game. But I thought Clemson would win but not cover. I'm like, this would be one of those games they squeak by. But no.
Not the wrong thing.
The momentum, when that momentum gets killed, it's hard to get back. Yeah, Louisville and then Clemson has some injuries too, but injuries stopping the game left and right in the first half. I'm like, oh, my God.
So how bad was the first half? Because sometimes they come back after halftime and they kick ass, you know.
They were down.
That's the way the Carolina game was. Like, went up 2 in the first quarter and then got a 20 added in the next one, and then kerplunk.
I think Clemson just
unloved it. Yeah, Kay didn't look himself, did he?
Everybody seemed a little bit off timing-wise, but I think that was a momentum thing from those injuries, man. I think sometimes teams just – it's more so on the other team, too. Coaches will say, it's our team and it's what we do, but I feel like Louisville just threw the sink at them and just, like, just chunked it all in.
You know, people talk about home field advantage being playing in your favor, but I could look at that the opposite. I could get ramped up about going into a stadium full of people who hate my guts. And that would make me want to play more than to get my whistle tooted on the way in. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, prove
it
yourself.
Would make you more
relaxed. So you don't like me? I'm going to give you a reason not to like me.
Some of those guys feed off that.
Yeah, I would.
Plus, you got to block when it comes to these field goals.
Yeah.
Everybody's squeaking in and blocking them. Well, we all took Clemson. We took a loss.
Well.
Tennessee and Kentucky. We took a loss on this one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee's. I don't really know what's going on with Tennessee now. They're a good team.
So is Kentucky.
I thought Tennessee could win the whole thing, but they aren't scoring like they normally score. They win 28-18, but they were favored by 17.5, and we all took them and we all lost.
Yep.
They didn't cover.
They were just whooping people, man. Nico was slinging it around. Defense was playing better. Defense falling off a little bit.
A little bit. I enjoyed the later game, so that was really nice.
I hate that we're all the good ones on at the same time.
That's true.
Clemson, yeah. South Carolina, Tennessee, all playing at what? 7:30?
You didn't do the quad screen?
No, you can't pick them. It will let you pick them with NFL on Sunday ticket.
But not college.
No. What are we doing, YouTube TV? What are we doing, folks? I can't pick the games.
I don't care about watching Oregon Ducks.
What are we doing?
Falcons and Cowboys. Falcons win 27-21. I was the only one that believed in the Falcons.
Yeah, okay.
I picked them. A lot of people were on the Cowboys. Dak only played half of the game. They showed a laceration on his throwing hand, but they said it was a hamstring injury. He ain't come back.
I don't give really – I'm more into college than I am pro this year. Like, there's not really anything in the NFL grabbing my attention and making me want to watch, really.
Yeah. Man, I feel like I'm watching, like, all of it.
I also lost a lot of money on Anthony Richardson, too, I'll be honest.
He burnt out on that.
He just, man, when he he took himself out of the game because he said he was tired. And
yeah, I know. It's that younger generation.
He didn't play last night.
Something different about him.
Flacco played last night. Flacco didn't look that good. I didn't watch that whole game. I don't even know who won it. Text me if you know.
Falcons. Sports guy.
You saved me from having to look it up.
You just did sports.
Falcons are favored by 3. I win. Y'all took a big fat L on that one. In places I can't say where you took it.
Uh-huh.
I took one on this one, though. Paige did, too.
Oh, God.
Lions beat the Packers 24-14.
Good.
Matt got the win on that one because he took the Lions. They were favored by 3. They covered.
They covered by 3.
This Lions team might be better than last year's. Plus, they can make a move before Tuesday to get better.
Who? What? Who are they looking at?
They need a pass rusher. So they're looking at a couple. I forgot who the names that popped up. I think one, the guy from Cleveland, I can't think of his name. I don't know why I can't think of his name, but that's what they're looking for. A pass
Jim
rush.
Brown.
Not that guy.
Bernie Kosar.
For the week.
Oh, God,
coming in.
This is terrible news.
Yeah, I haven't been keeping up with this.
There's a tie for first place with a record of 3-4.
Oh, okay.
One of those records is Matt Mann.
Hey, what's up?
The other record is me.
Ah, God.
The age of 2-5.
Just give it up.
Which for the month, boom, boom, there's a tie for first at 7-7. One of those records is Matt Mann.
Hello.
The other one is you.
The other one's me.
Good God.
Paige is 5-9, 2 games back.
What would be a good recommendation to help Paige?
How about if I watch some football?
Have you asked AI who they think is going to win?
I don't cheat. I get people.
Oh, look, that's her son. All right, go ahead.
I get people sending me stuff, and I don't even look at it. Like, here, I'm going to help you. I don't want to. I'm just.
Here, I promise it's not a wheelie pick.
It's
look.
Not, you know. Whatever.
Here's a screenshot of my pick for you, Paige.
You thought it said pick. It said something else.
It did.
It's want a pick?
It's a pick.
Are you a forager? Is this a mushroom? What is it?
Just like you cannot throw it. She loves to pick Georgia. She didn't pick him this week, know, but it got her a win.
Yep.
Whatever.
It worked out for her.
Oh, I hate football.
I don't want to. Like, I would rather me lose than you lose again, and I don't want to lose. That's me saying that. I'd rather you lose than her, though.
Well, she's 2 games
out. I've only got one more, honestly. And I mean, Lord help me, I can come up with something better. Lord help me come up with a way to punch my coworker.
Next time, I'm just going to pick and not care. I'm just going to randomly just any, you know, I don't give a blank because I don't win if I try.
It sounds like your determination and drive is gone.
Because I've lost every single time.
I don't want to give you a tip.
Because I have one solid idea left for her for the whole season.
How are you going to give me a tip? Because I followed you and I crashed and burned.
Get the microphone out of your throat. Get it near your mouth.
Crashed and burned.
Maybe that's the tip. We're getting to the point where you have to think strategically on how you pick.
I did that with one of mine this week, and it actually ended up helping me win. I thought I was going strategic, and it actually was just a good win.
After the first couple of weeks, you gotta pick strategically.
And then I'm gonna ask you this live on the radio. I've been offered the opportunity to go to a game, and you can go with me, and it will be. We'll have to figure out the parking. We ain't got that yet, but got the tickets for the game.
Which thing?
Oh, the game.
Mm-hmm.
The
now that's interesting
game?
Because
it's Saturday.
Yeah, so well,
you want to?
Is it here or down there?
It's here.
Here, Clemson,
ooh,
and I might want to because
you
I'm
need
so
to
close.
Go to that.
But
come
then
on.
Again,
see,
being in that town on game days, I'm telling you, man, it is.
I know it's a mess, but what if we had?
What if you get there?
Golf cart opportunity.
What if you get there early and beat the traffic?
I'm thinking we could steal a golf cart and drive it around.
I was thinking, could you drive it to my place and then pick me
pick
up?
Pick you up. You get Uber to the end of your road.
I'd rather drive myself than tip myself.
You could. Wait a minute. You're going to Uber yourself down there?
I'd rather give me the money than somebody
else.
You're going
to pay yourself? That's dumb.
You're just going to drive down there and charge your own car?
See, it's already working against us.
Yeah, it is. All right, we won't go.
Logistics.
Why don't you go? Come on.
If it were in a box and somebody were picking me up, I would go.
Good, though.
The story that you're going to have if you go, because you love each team that are playing and
separately.
I want to know where you're gonna sit.
If it were in a box, somebody picked me up and then we left when I wanted to, I would go. Those are the only three stipulations.
Let's get a power lifter on the phone.
I want either one of you to be in the opposing team's box and
I'm
enjoy
you,
the game.
I'm not one of these people that wants to leave early. I want to be the last person out because I don't want to fight people going out. So if we're staying till the end, we're going to stay till the very end.
Yeah.
Every 82,000 people are going to leave, and then we'll leave after.
Okay.
All right. I ain't fighting people to get
out. What time is the game that day? Do you know yet?
I don't think they've decided yet.
Please go.
I hope it ain't a 7:30
game.
Make
it happen.
I'd like a 3:30.
Dude, it might be. If they both win out, it could be like a prime time deal.
A 3:30 game would be preference. I don't like to start drinking at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I don't like to not drink until like 5. I mean, that's talking sot right now, but I'm talking about like at a game. You don't want to have 3 or 4 buzzes for kickoff.
Now, you don't have to have alcohol to have a good time, you know.
Sleepy, don't you? Sitting there and
no.
Drunk.
I just feel like somebody had
to do some cocaine before the game, and everything's fine.
Hell yeah.
That's why he's going to stay to the end.
We got to boof it, though. We got to boof it at the same time.
Yeah.
You got to double boof it.
My goodness.
No, I've got some of those clear purses, but everything is just going to be full of white powder.
Okay. I got one here. I'll let you borrow mine.
Wow. Look at her pulling out her mirror and the dollar bill rolled
up. I don't
up.
Do that.
You said clear. I had to go back and listen.
Right. Yes.
No, I need that for employment because I can't steal anything at my job.
Oh, yes. Well, here.
Yeah, you try to steal a microphone? Yeah, what are you doing?
That's going to happen. I don't want
out.
Any equipment in my house.
Did you walk out
home.
With a board?
I want to forget about this place for at least 3 hours.
Where's my board? Yeah, look at half a board.
Are you
Where's
trying
that?
To work from home?
No, I do not want a radio station in my house. No.
Okay, that's for entertainment purposes only. And if you're not entertained by that, then
go to hell.
Go to hell. Go somewhere else. All right, we will take a break. We come back. We can do some phone calls if you'd like. Of course, a lot of y'all all sourpusses on Mondays. There's not a whole lot. I mean, the texts are in, but they're already like mean. Political stuff.
Yeah, they are.
Not even toward us, just like exclaiming it into the universe, hoping we might read it. They were not wearing MAGA hats, and I that's personally the ones I support, but they were not. They were probably just rowdy, and the cameras didn't come on until the cops had them in the, you know, the, whatever the move is called, where you put their head in a headlock and punch the hell out of your head.
Yeah, what is that?
Is that a move?
That's a new move.
That move.
I don't know. All right. 1-800-774-0093. And yes, we'll be here live tomorrow with live voting results. Hopefully by the end of the show tomorrow, we can tell you who's president.
Oh, wow.
You never know. Actually, we'll probably tell you on the Christmas show. Who knows when that'll happen. All right, it's The Rise, guys. 1-800-774-0093. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise, guys. Morning.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ciao.
I love The Rise, guys.
The Rise, guys.
Girl.
Bye, baby, bye.
Thank you.
Live remix. From Fat Boy.
This is a good tune. It's catchy.
Well, they took all the attention from Rio. Rio got all the blame back in the 80s.
Not Diamond Rio.
No.
Not Rio Suave. Just regular Rio.
I don't know if this is the same song. Yeah, it is. Hi. I've been searching low.
Somebody
low,
used to go skate low, to this.
Ba-ba-ba-ba, baby. Don't forget my number.
Are you going to drop it low to this song, please?
I can't.
What?
When you're skating. You ever
she
do
said
that?
Low, not load.
I know.
Do you remember...
Sometimes these headphones don't really work.
Paige.
I just did an evil laugh that makes Skeletor look like a wussy.
Look at her. She's just laid back looking at the ceiling, just smiling. Are you laughing or you can't breathe?
She knows what she did.
I'll give you the Heimlich.
I didn't roller skate. I ice skated. So I.
Oh, I didn't ice skate. I roller skated.
A little different.
I didn't have ankles to ice skate.
A little different. Oh, music that we played.
We need show shirts with the front that says, I can't breathe. And on the back it says, because I'm laughing so damn hard.
Oh. I can't breathe. People run up and hug you. You need some help? You all right?
But, yeah. But when I moved here and I had a niece and nephew, they did have a few birthday parties at the skating rink. So
yeah,
it was fun.
Oh, yeah. You
got to live.
Bring it back.
Got to go in the back room. We're going to have some skating ring pizza.
Pizza party.
Ugh. Stuff was awful. Stuff was real bad.
Well, can I share with you something I got over the weekend?
Uh-oh.
I haven't told you.
This is not an STD, please.
No. No. I haven't told anybody this weekend. Yet.
Yeah.
So I kind of, like, you're going to be the first feedback I get. But I got, oh. You know, I'm arguably a fat guy.
Who's arguing?
No, you named yourself Fat Boy, so I.
You created your own destiny.
Yes, you did.
I got an odd weight loss tip over the weekend from a buddy of mine who's lost about 20 pounds.
Oh, do tell. I need to lose weight.
I don't know if you want to do it this way.
Listen to her. Y'all send her more compliments.
No.
Make her feel better.
I've got 40 pounds to drop.
God. That's a lot, 40?
Uh-huh.
You know you don't.
I do. Well, that, yeah. Not about me. Let's get to your odd thing.
That's a lot.
Hey, you're like 90 pounds of boobs already. No offense. I was talking to him.
God.
It's not making this about
you. Is he calling you a boob?
You know what? This kind of all factors into what the tip is.
What is it? So five meals a day.
No.
It's usually that. It's either
I have a hard time
so much food or not enough food.
Well, that's the thing. It wasn't even a tip about eating. So my buddy says, he heard about this, wherever you're going to be the most vulnerable, like physically, bathroom or whatever. This is where he started with the bathroom. He bought a 5-foot-tall mirror, and then he put it in front of his toilet. So he said, obviously, when I'm using the bathroom, you know, I'm like, I'm completely naked.
Oh,
so when I'm using the bathroom, this mirror is set up right in front of me. I'm looking at myself the whole time. He said he also did it when he took a bath, too. Like, he would take a bath and just for the reason to where he could look at himself laying there and see what it looked like. He said he got so disgusted by himself, the way he looked.
He like never ate again?
Well, no, like, that triggered, like, the whole thing in motion. Eating better, even exercising a little bit, because he said he always saw himself in the mirror that way. If you look at yourself from a certain angle, you don't realize how you look.
Mm-hmm.
Fat or skinny, it doesn't matter. You just don't realize it because you only get the angle looking down.
Right.
He said he got all the angles.
Oh, that's once. Not flattering
yeah,
on the toilet.
Well, once he even didn't want, like, even from the side, and he said he didn't realize that, like, his gut stuck out so much that he just disgusted himself by the way he looked. It was a constant reminder. He said he even took a picture of himself.
See, oh my God.
See, I don't know that that's the, like, I don't know that that's the motivation. I mean, I guess whatever works, but I feel like he's just like, he's wanting to lose weight because of the way he thinks he looks to everybody else. But nobody's watching him take a dump.
Yeah, but he says this, obviously the weight's noticeable. Noticeable enough to where when he's looking at himself naked, he's just really grossed out by it.
Yeah.
So obviously he feels a little bit better after the fact, but he couldn't figure out how to jump start it, how to get it going.
So he just looked at himself naked. Is he a married guy?
Yeah. He said he did it for, look, and his wife's not going to tell him, you know, obviously she wants him to eat better, but she's not going to constantly ride his ass about being big or whatever.
Oh, thank God.
So he's like, I took it upon myself to, when somebody told me this, it sounded stupid at first, but I did it, and like that image just stuck with him the whole, and he's still.
It would make me completely anorexic if I had to wash myself in the fat rolls.
He mentally warped himself. That's how it seems.
Yeah, I don't know that that's like the good, what, I mean, I guess, I don't know. I feel like you're not doing it for the right reasons. You're doing it for like the physical attributes more than it's like, I did it because I just don't want to die. I want to live as long as I can.
God, the fact that that's motivating enough, though, for you to, like, to do it says a lot about your willpower.
It sounds narcissistic in that way now that I say it. I want to live longer.
I mean, it is your body, your choice.
Well.
That was.
Well, I mean, then you
I don't want to drive to another state going to die.
I mean, you do have the right body image.
Thank you.
If you're looking at yourself in a vulnerable situation like that, but constantly, and I don't think every member of your family wants to see themselves doing that, because I certainly don't want to look at myself going to the bathroom.
Yeah, I don't know why he decided to put it in front of the toilet, but
I had an out-of-body experience, so I was thinking of dump last night. I got to see what it looked like. It's so bad. I'm never going to do it again.
She might have, like, a different reaction. Like, you know, she might be, you know, like, massaging herself on the looking in the mirror.
Am I a pervert or something? Like, fun.
Yes, but that's a separate conversation.
The early stages of you're a prevert at this point.
I mean,
I'm not going to do that.
When that's like too much going on with your body. One's coming out one end and you're like, my gosh.
Your motivation, what is, because I looked every morning when I go get my stuff over there near you, I always kind of peer over as to what you're eating. And I noticed today you had protein bars and some jerky of beef.
But you know what? It's not an excuse. I mean, it's going to sound like one, but this is the worst time of year to try to lose weight.
Oh, yeah.
This is when people are going to start baking. You eat all the foods.
Candy's half off.
Yeah. That's really what Christmas is, food.
It is, and it's wonderful.
You got enough time to really stick to an exercise routine and diet.
But what usually is your reason? Because, I mean, if you've listened to this show for a while, Fat Boy's been on 2 or 3 dozen diets over the years.
I'm usually the guy who's like, you know what? Monday, we'll start Monday, or... You know,
first,
like,
of the year.
Or the first of the month, even. Like, hey, it's first of the month. We'll start
then. But last year, you did very well at this time because we were on a diet together. I remember.
I'm just real.
And you were consistent until it went south.
I just can't do certain things now as far as what I eat. But then again, you know, I'm not going to. Motivation is not the issue with me. It's just sticking to it. This guy, though, he found the motivation. But even if that were the issue with me, I couldn't.
Yeah, whatever works.
Stare at your fat self taking a dump.
Maybe it takes his appetite away, and he's like, oh, gosh.
Yeah, and he says he goes back and looks at this picture. He's got a picture of himself butt naked in his phone sitting on the toilet that he looks at for motivation. I'm like, that don't work. He's like, it really does.
Why don't you just do portion control and cut out sugar and salt?
Oh, I was listening at you. God, if I had a dollar every time I said that. It's not, people would always say, when the food comes at the restaurant, just go ahead and get a to-go box and cut it in half. And I'm like,
that's so stupid. I'm going to eat the other half in the car.
I know. Like, it's just.
You get before you get home.
It's just, it's willpower. I don't know. I mean, whatever works for him. I just look at that as the opposite way. Like, he's just walking around thinking poorly of himself. Like, you got to get a little bit of self-esteem.
Yeah, it's got to kill your confidence.
You got to have that first person say, hey, are you losing weight? And once you get that one person, then you're like, you start walking around like Mr. Jefferson on the Jeffersons. What was his name? George?
George Jefferson.
George. You start strutting around like, oh, yeah. But then when you see somebody you haven't seen for like 6 months and they don't even notice, you're like, every time they turn around, you're double burdened. You're like, you know what? You didn't notice this right here?
Yeah, right.
I'm wearing 36.
He says whenever he has a craving, he just looks at that picture.
Well,
I was like, man, I can't get past the smell, but I'm glad it works for you.
Yeah, I mean, even in the bathtub, though, that's kind of
yeah, like, that was
weird,
too.
You want to relax and...
He puts a mirror by the bathtub?
Yeah, because he's like, when I get out, and then he's like a shower guy, he said, I want to make sure I take baths, because I want to look at myself sitting there, how it looks, and when I get out, I turn around all angles and see how that looks.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Man, we got whatever works. What am I saying?
I would... probably imagine that I was somebody else and kind of block it out.
I'm trying to get him to send me the picture.
Mind over matter. Like, don't look in the mirror.
See, that's what he should do. Send us the picture. All of you should. Send us pictures of you naked if you're on a diet. And then if you reach your goal, we send the pictures back to you.
Or if you have a craving, we're like, look.
If you don't reach your goal, we release them onto the internet.
No, we don't.
Yeah, why not? And we would just, you know, hey, it's to help you out.
Yeah, we would not look at them ahead of time.
We would say, don't you go get those two number twos.
Don't you do it.
Don't you go large on that. Look.
If you get the two number twos, you have to take three number twos. It's simple math.
Oh, my God.
It's simple math. Paige, what are you working on the play?
Well, this guy smashed someone's phone for calling his brother a gay slur. I'll tell you who did this next in your Rise Guys headlines.
What, the gay slur?
Oh, no.
Well, I don't know how bad it is. I'll have to.
I think any of them considered slur or bad.
It starts with F, and I don't think I can say that on the radio.
Okay. All right.
But you don't think it's bad.
She don't think it's always that bad.
Well, I can't.
Friend or foe? We'll find out next. Text in your guesses to 7234. All right, just joking. Good morning, everybody.
All things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. We begin with this. Jason Kelce, he is facing some backlash, and this whole thing was caught on video and posted on X. After a run-in with a fan that included a homophobic slur, and this is what happened.
99% of the audience guessed it correct on the text.
So Jason was at the Penn State, Ohio State College.
They could have been talking to Fat Boy too. I'm not sure.
Penn State.
And, yeah. The Nittany Lions.
The game, yeah, Pennsylvania on Saturday. After the game ended, a fan saw him and yelled. And this is what he said.
Oh, dumb page.
I'm going to be delicate with this. How does it feel? Your brother's a F word dating Taylor Swift.
Oh, man.
Well, Jason Kelce didn't like that at all. He was enraged. He smashed the guy's phone, then yelled, "Who's the F word now?"
Oh, I don't know. That's the way. I don't know. That's the route.
I've got.
So let's just.
I got some audio here.
Is this who the cops were beating up at the game?
It might have been. He sicked them on him. This is from, I think it's a compilation from a few different sources.
Kelce, Kelce, Kelce.
Hey, Kelce, Kelce. How do you feel your brother's a f***ing
Kelce, can I get a fist bump? Kelce, can I get a fist bump?
I know he said it
like four times, didn't he?
It's interesting to see because he's on the he's booked tonight. He's on ESPN's Monday Night Countdown.
He was on campus. He was doing ESPN's College Game Day. So
he seems to be having like the time of his life.
He can sing. He did the.
He can dance.
He can dance.
Yeah. He dances really well for his size.
The commercials, you know, the pod money.
Yep.
I'm surprised he took the ESPN gig because when you work for them, you're going to work.
Uh-huh.
They got 30 shows all on football, and you're going to be on them.
Boy, you won't work.
Now, I don't know why they got so many shows. People don't watch that many.
Yeah,
I can't tell you the last time I watched ESPN for a show. Sports Center anymore, you can't really. You don't need that even. I can't tell you who the anchors are. That used to be a thing back
God
in the day.
God bless. You're absolutely right. Like you know, used to at 6 o'clock, boom.
Yeah, you know you're going to see.
I'm Chris Berman.
The Boomer, you got, you know, Stuart Scott back in the day, Dan Patrick.
Man.
Those guys, Stuart Scott, yeah.
Now they're all just like cookie cutter versions of those guys.
There's so many of them.
Yeah.
They hire so many people. They've got so many TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
They pretty much given up on radio or close to it. And just focus a shift to TV. How many shows do you need about one sport?
A lot.
I mean, we had a football show before.
And it was great.
And we were there before the managers got there.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
We had to be on site before they even
opened. I would always say, what'd you eat? What'd you have? Was it
first
fun?
First one's here.
And you're like, hmm.
Manager's like, why are you guys here? I'm like, we don't know, dude.
We're just here.
We're here to talk some football.
And we have some breakfast.
Because we're going to be out of here before you open.
Yeah. It doesn't make that much of a sense.
That's how that works. And then, sometimes the kitchen's not even open where we can get food to go.
Bless you.
My poor daughter. I had her at that point. It was every other weekend. She's like,
Dad, this isn't fun.
Can I double up, come back after football season, Dad? I hate going to this restaurant and setting for 2 hours. No one's open. It was weird. We're just getting them primed up for when they open, daughter.
Oh, I can't get a goodness. Soda. I'm like, no, we haven't set the fountains back up yet.
We haven't cleaned the machines, but if you want one.
I got to put the nozzle back on, whichever one you want, then I got to get it going.
Gosh.
Yeah, it was not, it wasn't a pleasant experience.
How about when you close a restaurant, you don't have to take everything apart? Like, does the bar fold up into 30 different pieces too? You got to reassemble it. And how about you clean the nozzle and just leave it alone?
Hmm.
Well, they do need to clean those ice bins out quite frequently, though. You get the mold in there, and that's real bad.
But if you're going to open in like 6 or 7 hours, you can kind of let it slide. Like, we might be okay. Do we really have to do all this besides clean the kitchen?
I'm not trying to get people to clean less at restaurants. I was going to say, that was my big diet thing, is I think the nastiest people in the world are working in the kitchen. That's why I won't go eat there. And they might not be.
Okay.
But in my mind, I'm saying they're going to the bathroom number two-ing and not washing their hands. I'm not going to eat that food.
Oh,
it's a little mind
not,
game I play with myself.
Hopefully they're not touching the food with their hands.
Well, in my mind, they are. They're making it in the bathroom is what I'm thinking.
Tongs and things.
You got chocolate on my wings.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I didn't order the teriyaki. They're not.
They're terrible hockey.
They're terra hockey.
Terra hockey.
Terra, why'd you do that?
Oh, my God.
Oh, you can tell the boss is out of town, can you not?
I can. Okay.
I didn't like that old thing.
Yeah, I still heard it though.
Terry hockey. Ah, that's great.
Terry hockey.
All right. So
I know Looper. I said it wrong.
You're working on your accent. I get it.
Yep.
Well, director Robert Zemeckis, he says there that a Roger Rabbit sequel won't happen because this character won't be in it. And I don't think you can even do anything with this movie without this character, because it's my favorite character. And
Slim Pickens has passed away. So.
Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
why, though? Because of the cleavage and stuff?
That's a good question.
Well, Roger Rabbit, the sequel with Disney, isn't going to happen because they don't want Jessica Rabbit in it.
Are they going to make it a guy? I'm Jerry Rabbit.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. What if they did?
He's wearing a
you have to guess.
He's wearing like a cherry red thong or something.
He says there's a good script sitting at Disney, but here's the thing. Here's what you have to know. You know, the current Disney would never make Roger Rabbit stay because they can't do it with Jessica in it. Maybe because of the sexiness in their trademark.
What if you get the guy from the commercials, the bald guy with the lipstick? I keep seeing. And you put the boobs on him.
Bald guy with lipstick.
Yeah, one of the political ads has got a bald guy with lipstick on it.
Oh,
I don't know the guy's name, but I see him a lot.
That's a North Carolina political ad. I forget who that is.
And Jessica says, I'm not bad. I'm just drawn that way. I just love it.
I remember the first movie. I don't remember watching it. Like, I don't know if it was good, but
I don't remember it being all that good, but I also didn't like look at her and say, oh, yeah, I want to watch anime porn now. I want to watch some anime porn. I never said that. But, I mean, she had that seductive voice, kind of like the Mae West kind of sound. Mm-hmm. Why don't you come and
but
see
what
me
they
sometime?
What they think is good ain't going to be good. Like, Coppola's like, go watch this new movie of mine. It's going to be great. Something different. You might like it, which looks stupid.
What is it?
The Megalopolis. A lot of people, like, panned it. Like, this is way too kind of futuristic, like...
There's no way to make future movies now. Like, we've eclipsed it. Not in that we have flying cars and all this stuff, but we've not moved past the 80s view of the future. There's no expectations to... It's like, cumulatively, we've all said, yeah, it's not going to get any bigger than that.
Because
that's
aliens,
about all it's going to get.
Aliens have big heads and skinny bodies. It's never evolved past that.
Gosh, it's fun to go back and look how they thought about it, though.
Yeah, there's no change, though.
No, how could you jack that up?
I mean, there's even like you look at Elon's minibus. I mean, it looked just like the ones from iRobot. So, like, even Hollywood kind of shaped the way stuff looks. I don't understand it either. Other than I think science fiction writers are time travelers.
Are there just not many left?
Oh, that's another thing. That whole world is just carbon copies of each other. It's the same formula. It's the same muck.
It really is. There's just so much of it. So much, just too much content.
Do I look like I give a muck? I would not go see that.
You another should shirt. Give a muck. All right, well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Paige, thank you so much.
Shirt it up.
I mean, is the world waiting on another Jessica Rabbit movie?
Mm-mm.
I don't reckon they are.
Not really.
What are they waiting for? What do we need? That's the thing.
What do we need?
Like, it was cool back
new
in the
president.
Day.
Well, but you don't even remember seeing it, though. You just remember the girls who dress like Jessica Rabbit at Halloween is what you remember.
I think I'm getting mixed up with Cool World. Remember that movie? Brad Pitt in the cartoons?
Dude, mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. With, what's the other one? Aeon Flux? Is that the other one where they like went live action, pseudo anime?
It might have been. But he was making out with a cartoon. I'm like, how does that work?
I thought anime for the longest time was just cartoon porn. Like when people would say anime, I just assumed that's what it was.
Got it confused with the hentai, the Japanese stuff.
I thought hentai was the 3-day tattoos.
That's Hindu.
No, that's not Hindu.
It's henna.
Henna.
Oh. Hindu.
No, it is. Kind of.
Hey, that's how we get to the end. We got to guess.
Well, Hare Krishna to you too, Paige. Tis the season.
We got there eventually. I got a Hindu tattoo. Let me see it. It's going to be gone in 3 days.
Oh, she got that woman with the 8 legs and the purple skin. Whatever. I don't know. All right. We will let. It's a Hindu tattoo. I can't. Here's your tease. More of Paige after this. My Lord. Now, we're going to get in the mail sack. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. We got some real good ones here, including Paige dying in movies. Yes, it's going to be talked about next. It's the Rise Guys. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.